It might be in the imagination it will come. But the fact is that I've been looking at the whole of Psalm 139, which is the passage on which we will be basing our thinking and worship this morning. And I found an extraordinary paraphrase or a poem that expresses the sentiments of Psalm 139 very powerfully. And I thought of a picture and found a painting that would go very well with it, which is based on the parable of the prodigal son, about God knowing us and loving us and knowing us. And this painting is not by Rembrandt, as is often seen in the parable of the prodigal son, but it's by an Italian artist in the 18th century, Pompeo Bertoni. And this painting, thank you, Johnny, is... sometimes these things work, sometimes they don't. This painting, I'd like us to leave on the screen the whole time. We're listening to Alex and Sean read this poem. And I'll be pulling out some of the key things from Psalm 139. So if you wanted to have your Bibles open, if you've got one near you on page 632, you might want to just have that available as well. So Alex and Sean, would you like to share this reading for us based on Psalm 139? Thank you.
Every fibre, every sinew, every thought and every deed, you watch and look and listen, delve so deep that you can see. But more than see, you know, you love, you treasure more than gold. You've searched me and you know me, Lord, and placed me in your fold.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
If I walk or run, sit or stand, whisper, shout or cry, my inmost thought, my bellowed yell, my reddened, tear-stained eye, you know the arc my life will trace, the path my life will run, when I lay down to rest and sleep after the day is done.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
Before, behind, above, below, your love encircles me. I cannot lock and bolt the door, for your love sets me free. I cannot hide and shut you out. Your touch is always near, a touch which leaves me breathless, loved, and drives away my fear. I'm overwhelmed, too much, too much, too much your love for me. My mind is swamped, drowned and drenched. Such love, how can it be? Where can I go to flee that touch, to escape the love you show? I cannot simply shut you out. There's nowhere I can go.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
From far off realm to the nearest part, from heights to the deepest place, to galaxies across the sky, I see your love-etched face. I cannot fly on wings of light to the farthest distant shore, for even there you find me, hold me close forevermore. I try to hide in darkness, in the blanket of the night, but your love tracks me down, reveals me with your light. For darkness is not dark in the fullness of your love, its shadows driven out by the light from high above.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
For before my first breath filled my lungs, before I'd yet been born, your hand was working wonders in the way that I was formed. Your gentle touch created me within my mother's womb, my heart and lungs, my hands and feet, all to your love attuned. So with the fullness of my breath, with all the strength I have, I sing your praise, I shout for joy, for you have made me glad.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
So intricate and delicate the form you sketched in me, so full of strength and power and life, potentiality. But this form was no secret to the one who conceived it, no fluke of fate, no happenstance, that I was carefully knit. In you, my form, my life, my deeds were known before they're done. In you, by grace, the victory has already been won. Your book of life records my days spent on this wondrous earth, my every step, each thought, each word I uttered since my birth.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
My God, I can't contain the wonder you inspire, the depth of love and knowledge which your counsel would require to hold each child that's born on earth so closely to your breast, to know their thoughts, their deeds, their needs, when they wake and when they rest. I cannot grasp all you perceive, my mind cannot contain the mysterious depth of your great love, yet within it I remain.
You love us and you know us. You know us and you love us.
Proclaim the praise due to the Father, shout to the Son for the wonders he's done. Sing of the Spirit throughout all of the earth, as it was, as it is, as it will be to come. Amen.
As David Cameron stood outside number 10 Downing Street, he was flanked by his family. He was alone, and yet he was not alone. And he spoke of all the changes that had happened and the way in which he had been through those things. And yet he recognized that it was his family who had been the constant there with him, and their love remained. Joe Cox, the MP who was brutally killed a few weeks ago, had her funeral this week as well. Very quiet affair on the family's wishes. But they spoke, made a public statement to say that we have been touched, overwhelmed by the love and support people have shown us since Joe's death. We are deeply grateful to all who have reached out to us. The love remains. And the victims of the brutal attacks in Nice and the terrible scenes in Turkey throw people into a complete confusion, uncertainty and fear, and yet through it all there is one truth that remains constant, and that is that love remains. In all the changes and turbulence of our nation, in our world and in our lives, that love remains. There are three things, says St. Paul, that remain constant: faith, hope and love. But the greatest of these, he said, is love. And Psalm 139 speaks of the way in which not only God knows us, but also loves us. Because he knows us so well, he loves us fully. We are loved as we are and for who we are. Known by God and cherished. That's the theme of our whole service today. And that wonderful words from that poem that Alex and Sean just read, the very first stanza says, every fibre, every sinew, every thought, every deed, you watch and look and listen, delve so deep that you can see. But more than see, you know, you love, you treasure more than gold. You've searched me and you know me, Lord, and placed me in your fold. You have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. Psalm 139, verse 1. And if we look at this painting, I think it speaks so much more eloquently than any words that I could say. It speaks of a God who, in this parable of the Father embracing the Son, speaks of a love that is greater than anything that the Son can do to rebel against his Father, a love that remains. For at times we, like the prodigal son, will all forget God, will want to turn away from God, or even be in a place where we feel far from God, not because we want to, but because the circumstances of our lives have been so terribly dark that we can't even think about love. And yet this painting reminds us, the words of Scripture remind us, that love remains, that we are still loved and known. The perception into the character of God in Psalm 139 says, by faith, you know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, you're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in before and behind, and you lay your hand upon me. And I think this artist has captured that moment beautifully in this painting. The parable speaks of how the Father embraced and reached out to his Son even before the Son had a way of expressing his grief. Even before a word was on his lips, the Father was running out to meet him and embraced him. And look at how that Father's arms are open wide in love. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, says the psalmist, too lofty to attain. How can I possibly comprehend a love that still goes on loving even when I've walked away, even then when I've rebelled, even though I am unknowable? And yet, as St. Augustine said, Lord, thou hast made me lovable because thou hast loved me. Not because we've done anything good to worth anything that make us worthy of that love, but simply because God has loved us, therefore we are lovable. There's no human mind that can comprehend the mystery of God's love or fully grasp the mystery of being known by him. And yet this painting freezes a moment where the Son, not having any idea what the Father's response might be to him, pours out his depths of sorrow. He's in a very, very dark place. He is fearful of the future. He is ashamed of his past. And the artist paints the Son as prayerfully coming towards the Father, begging and seeking his mercy with his eyes down, his eyes closed. He cannot see the Father's face, the Father's eyes looking at him with compassion. He cannot yet feel the love, the embrace of the Father. They are not known to him yet, but in a moment they will be. When the Father takes that great robe and puts it on him and clothes him in the best robe so that he becomes at one with the Father and the celebrations go on, that is just about to happen to this naked Son. But he doesn't know it yet because he's in a dark place, because he's far from home, but he's about to come home. And this remarkable statement in Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12, speak of this character of God to be present in these dark situations and in the worst of places that humanity can become, can be found. And by faith, the psalmist writes, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. You can see the darkness that this painting is framed in. It is completely black behind him. And if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. Here is the Father penetrating that darkness. For the night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. What a wonderful, wonderful phrase. In places where we find ourselves in real darkness, we have to hold on to this faith that the darkness is as light to you. Darkness and light are both alike. I mean, we see that signified in nature too, don't we? When we see these huge clouds gathering as we have over recent weeks, and no doubt we'll do at the end of this heat wave that's coming up in the next couple of days, there will be thunderstorms, and we will see the dark clouds. We will totally change the environment in which we live. The sun's shining now will become as if it is almost night. And yet we know, because we know, that the sun is still shining. It's just that we can't experience the sun, we can't see it. You only have to get on that plane to go over to the Mediterranean, straight through the cloud. It's a beautiful day up there. The sun never stops shining. Love remains. But love is something that is found in the most extraordinary places. And the love that the Father has for humanity is something that we are very conscious of when the world is dark. It is as if humanity, in all its suffering and grief, is embodied in this character of the sun. And there was a hymn that I remember very well that begins with St. John's words, "God is love, let heaven adore him." The second verse has this written, Timothy Rees: "God is love, and he enfoldeth all the world in one embrace." Just look at that painting. Here is the world embodied in that sun, a lost world, but still present in God. "He enfoldeth all the world in one embrace. With unfailing grasp he holdeth every child of every race. And when human hearts are breaking under sorrow's iron rod, all the sorrow, all the aching, rings with pain the heart of God." When the son returned home, yes, the father proclaimed party time, but not before, I have no doubt, his heart was broken and his tears were streaming down his face and falling upon his son who was coming home, because that son was loved and cherished. And the pain that we feel as parents, if you're a parent and a grandparent, when our children are in a terrible state and are suffering so deeply, there is no grief that wrings the heart to compare to that. And here's the Father's heart in our world today, with people mown down on the seafront of Nice, little babies battered to death, people shot, people tortured, all the terrible, terrible suffering we are experiencing around the world fills the Father's heart with pain. And yet it is a love-filled pain. It is a love that will not let us go. Let me conclude with just asking one simple question. How do we know that God loves us? Well, how do we know that anyone loves us? Those of you who are hosting the children from Belarus are demonstrating your love, God's love through you, to these children who have been through, and their families and those before them have been through, such darkness and grief. And yet your love is bringing light. The way you reach out to them and spoil them and give them such generous things, you're demonstrating God's love to them. And the Bible speaks of how God demonstrates his love. There are many, many ways, but supremely, of course, it was in the death of Jesus our Lord. The Bible tells us that God shows or demonstrates or proves his love to us, that while we were still sinners, while we were still far away from God, Christ died for us. He stretched out his arms, and when you see the Father's arms in that painting being stretched out, it is reminiscent of the arms of Christ on the cross. that are ready to embrace those who will come back and seek his mercy. They are arms of forgiveness. They are arms that hold before and behind, in every place that we turn, God's love is there. The fact is that Christ died. But by faith, we hold on to the fact that Christ died for the world, and including you and me. So believing that love remains, trusting that God's love includes me, is about that act of faith. It is knowing that we're loved and cherished with a faith that believes that what is hidden from our sight is true. That the greatest thing in our lives is the love that remains. And the greatest joy is found in knowing that love, whether we feel it or not. So let us pray. Lord, you know us and you love us. You love us and you know us. As we hold the world in our hands today in prayer, so we thank you that you hold the world in your hands in love. And we pray, Lord, that in the mystery of that love, we may know ourselves held, and that we might rejoice in that place. Amen.